With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Biden administration warns that Ukraine is running out of American money to help finance its war with Russia.
In a letter to Congress, White House Budget Director Shalonda Young said U.S. military assistance to Ukraine will run out by the end of the month. She urged lawmakers to approve tens of billions of dollars in additional aid, claiming that a failure to do so would kneecap Ukraine on the battlefield. The administration's $61 billion request is being resisted by Republicans who are demanding security changes at the U.S.-Mexico border. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Looking to safeguard civilians, Israel's military is urging mass evacuations from the southern Gaza town of Khan Yunis. That's where tens of thousands of displaced Palestinian civilians sought refuge in recent weeks. Also at SRNnews.com, the wreckage of a U.S. military Osprey that crashed off the coast of Japan has been found.
The U.S. Air Force says divers have located wreckage and are recovering the remains of crew members from the aircraft that crashed into the sea last Wednesday off Japan's Yakushima Island during a training mission. The Air Force CV-22 Osprey was carrying 8 crew. The body of one victim was recovered soon after the crash and has been identified as Staff Sergeant Jacob Gallagher of Pittsfield, Massachusetts. In a statement, Congressman Richard Neal says a grateful nation mourns his loss, saying Gallagher enlisted in the Air Force right out of high school. There have been several crashes involving Ospreys, and Japanese officials have expressed concern about the safety of the hybrid tilt-rotor aircraft. I'm Jennifer King.
The Pentagon says a U.S. warship was acting in self-defense when it shot down several incoming drones in the Red Sea over the weekend. As illegal aliens continue pouring into Texas across the southern border, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says state officers will soon get the go-ahead to arrest and detain illegal aliens. On Wall Street, the Dow down 139. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders take a stand for Israel.
A rash of pro-Palestinian rallies on America's college campuses and in some cities has prompted conservative Christian leaders to send a letter to Congress urging full support for Israel and condemnation of anti-Semitism in all its forms. Amongst the signatories are Dr. James Dobson, Ralph Reed of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, Pastor Jack Graham of Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas, and Gordon Robertson of CBN. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some people are complaining about a satanic Christmas tree on display at Wisconsin's National Railroad Museum. That institution hosts an annual display of Christmas trees, but this is the first time that a satanic offering has been allowed. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher is among the critics, telling Fox News, "It's impossible to overstate how offensive this is to Christians. It would be, in quite a literal sense, same thing as waving a Hamas flag inside a synagogue." SRN News. There is another Republican debate coming up this week.
The party's top presidential candidates gather in Alabama Wednesday for the fourth GOP debate of the 2024 presidential campaign. As he has done for the three previous debates, former President Trump is skipping this event at the University of Alabama as he maintains his wide lead over the rivals. Florida Governor DeSantis and former U.N. Ambassador and Governor Nikki Haley will be on stage. Vivek Ramaswamy is expected to make the cut, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he's confident he'll qualify. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments this morning over a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. The deal would shield members of the Sackler family who own the company from civil lawsuits over the deadly toll taken by opioids. The agreement, hammered out with state and local governments and victims, would provide billions of dollars to combat the opioid epidemic. More details, SRNnews.com.